Good morning. The beautiful stretch of weather we enjoyed for the first part of the holiday weekend will continue here on Independence Day with high pressure in control. We'll have beautiful sunshine throughout the day, and temperatures once again will climb into the middle 80s across a large part of the area, some lower 80s and even upper 70s across the higher terrain. Some high clouds may stream in late in the day, especially across the southern and western Catskills and the western Mohawk Valley as a disturbance approaches from the Ohio Valley. The track of this disturbance will take it down the Ohio Valley and off the mid-Atlantic coast south of Long Island later today, but especially tonight and tomorrow morning. So as we get into the evening hours, clouds will continue to increase, but it should remain dry throughout most, if not all, of interior New York and New England until midnight. A few showers will start to creep into the southern and western Catskills and western Mohawk Valley late and most likely after midnight, and a few showers for the rest of the region will be possible overnight and into the early morning hours on Tuesday. Overnight lows will be back down toward the 60 to 65 degree mark. As we get into the day on Tuesday, some energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will transfer through the region. This will produce a few scattered showers and thunderstorms from time to time, especially in the morning, but even in the afternoon, a few showers are possible. Highs on Tuesday in the lower 80s. Beyond this time frame, a ridge of high pressure both at the surface and aloft will build in for the day on Wednesday, and hot weather will make a comeback. With mostly sunny skies on Wednesday afternoon, highs will be in the lower 90s. It'll remain near 90, although there is the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm with a weak disturbance passing through on Thursday. We'll keep it mostly dry with a mix of sun and clouds, but the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms on Friday and Saturday as well, with high temperatures in the middle to upper 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the Ohio Valley eastward into Virginia and North Carolina, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the Texas Panhandle, northwestern Texas, and southwestern Oklahoma. After early morning storms, as the air mass destabilizes with heating, new development is expected across western Kentucky and along the warm front where residual outflow boundaries become strong enough for areas of damaging wind gusts. Another area of expected severe storms will be farther east into Virginia and North Carolina. Here, strong heating will exist. In addition, dew points in the 70s will be common nearby and will support storms capable of damaging winds as they develop over western areas and continue eastward during the afternoon and evening. And across the southern high plains, strong heating will lead to moderate instability as dew points remain elevated. A weak upper disturbance is also forecast to move across New Mexico and into the area late with a rapidly increasing southeasterly low-level wind flow, aiding for lift and helping to initiate isolated thunderstorms. Here, hail and wind will be possible. Meanwhile, the first two tropical storms of the eastern Pacific season remain over the open ocean. Agatha is expected to diminish with time, while Blass is forecast to strengthen into a major hurricane. Both systems pose no threat to major land areas. And farther west, tropical storm Nepartek is moving through the islands south of Guam. Nepartek is expected to intensify as it moves toward the islands of the Far East in the next 5 days. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 35 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston sunny in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds with highs in the middle to upper 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 82 degrees, the low 56, the average temperature 69, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.37 inches for the month, which is 99 hundredths above normal, and 14.44 inches for the year, which is 4.51 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high, 104, set in 1911, and the record low, 44, in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 5:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:36 p.m., 15 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today, with some increasing clouds late in the day and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the chance of showers late at night and lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers late at night and lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with increasing clouds late and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers after midnight and lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny today, with increasing clouds late in the afternoon and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with a chance of showers after midnight, lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, lower to mid-80s. Mostly sunny in the lower 90s on Wednesday. A chance of showers and storms near 90 Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm for both Friday and Saturday in the middle to upper 80s. And mostly sunny in the mid-80s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.